USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. women's and men's soccer teams will get equal pay for international games under a landmark agreement with the U.S. Soccer Federation. This is part of a settlement deal reached in February that will give women players back pay. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says that the influx of illegal immigrants entering the United States through the southern border should be concerning for everyone, no matter their political opinions.
It is 100% a national security issue, and everybody, regardless of party, should be focused on it.
Title 42 is a pandemic-era policy that has allowed illegal immigrants to be turned away at the Mexican border for the past 2 years. The Biden administration seeks to end the policy as the CDC says it is no longer necessary. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
At Kennedy Space Center in Florida, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket this morning.
3, 2, 1. Full power. And liftoff.
This launch released 53 Starlink satellites into a low Earth orbit. Starlink is SpaceX's network of satellites that are designed to deliver low-cost internet access to remote locations. There are currently more than 2,000 Starlink satellites in orbit. New data shows the nation's roads are more deadly than they have been in over a decade. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimating nearly 43,000 people died in crashes last year. That's an increase of more than 4,000 from 2020. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg saying the traffic deaths are a crisis on America's roadways that we must address together. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
My friends and I are hanging out this weekend,
and I'm on cooler duty.
Well, these seltzers and canned cocktails, they'll make you the king of the cooler.
Oh, that sounds good.
Wow, I can fill my cooler without emptying my wallet?
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, at a press conference is asked if he thinks Democrats support giving amnesty to illegal immigrants as a way to advance themselves politically.
What I'm disturbed about with regard to the southern border is the relative openness of it. This administration's taken a number of steps in the direction of just throwing our border wide open once again, and that ought to be addressed.
This as Title 42 is set to expire on May 23rd. This is USA Radio News. Members of Congress publicly questioned officials from the military about unidentified flying objects for the first time since 1969 yesterday. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher tells Fox and Friends that he wasn't satisfied by some of the witnesses' answers.
I appreciate the fact that DOD is taking it seriously. I appreciate the sincere effort to destigmatize the discussion, but I'm afraid we did not get any closer to the truth.
He says a lot of UFO sightings are during U.S. military pilot training and need to be investigated thoroughly to ensure homeland safety. One of the hearing's main goals was to assess how the DOD collects data about UFOs and discover what progress they have made in identifying them. More news on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.